This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Very exciting. Dolphins get underway tomorrow. We have a preseason game next week, right? The Hall of Fame game is next week. So it is football season. So what are some of the big stories that you're tracking? For me, if I had to pick one, I think I'm most fascinated with the Pittsburgh Steelers and what their season will actually look like, because they are all in to win. I'm assuming it just depends on what they get out of Aaron Rodgers, but maybe there's more to it. But I'm fascinated with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, that's a great place to start, just because of the Aaron Rodgers factor and how dysfunctional is he going to make that place this year. What are his Pat McAfee appearances going to be like? The Steelers are not usually a franchise that deals with a player who likes the spotlight like Aaron Rodgers does. So, yeah, you talk about Jalen Ramsey as well, DK Metcalf that they brought in. The Steelers, it does seem kind of like a reality TV show. It's kind of like they're going all in for one last year before, you know, they're like delaying, like doing a rebuild. And I just think they have a very limited – very low ceiling this year. At best 10, 11 wins, but they're not going to really be competitive with the Bills and the Ravens and the Chiefs and maybe even the Bengals and some, like, I just don't see it for the Steelers. I'm very intrigued by the Lions this year. They have almost all the same players coming back, and Aiden Hutchinson coming back from injury is a big one. But they lost both coordinators, with Ben Johnson going to Chicago and Aaron Glenn going to New York. And there's a lot of turnover in general on the coaching staff. So I'm also very curious to see how Dan Campbell does, regrouping with new staff and how the Lions move forward. Jared Goff, how does he move forward without Ben Johnson and these coaches? Should be a very interesting year in Detroit.
And Ben, another story too that I've never heard of. I played for years, been covering NFL for years. A fifth string quarterback in Cleveland is one of the top stories on the list. I haven't heard your take, like the Shador saga in the draft, and now what goes on in Cleveland, because it's, who is it, Flacco, then they draft Gabriel before him, then he goes in. They already have Kenny Pickett on the list. Like, it's crazy. What happens with quarterback? And is it justified that it's a top story that a fifth rounder might be the starter?
It's amazing how the Browns just seem to find the dysfunction, or the dysfunction just finds them. They're finally almost out of this Deshaun Watson mess. He's hurt with the Achilles again. They're three-fifths of the way through that contract. It's been a disaster, but they can finally, in 2025, start to see a little bit of daylight and move forward without Deshaun Watson. They sign Joe Flacco. They bring in Kenny Pickett. They draft Dylan Gabriel in the third round. Looks great. You know, expectations aren't going to be too high, but at least, you know, you see a plan moving forward. And then they add Shador Sanders to the mix, and that is just begging for controversy, because you have four quarterbacks and none of them are established, and you don't know if any of them are any good. Joe Flacco has been good in spurts for the Browns, but if you're counting on him to be your 17-game starter, I think that's probably wishful thinking. Kenny Pickett has been a bust in two different places now. And then Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, a third and a fifth-round pick, neither of them are the guy. They're both competing with each other, cannibalizing each other's reps. I mean, this is just a disaster in the waiting for the Browns. I feel for Coach Kevin Stefanski. I assume that this, you know, drafting Shedeur Sanders had the ownership's fingerprints all over it, because why would you invite all that controversy and just, you know, into your locker room and into your quarterback depth chart? Because as soon as Joe Flacco throws a pick, it's going to be like, well, let's see Shedeur Sanders. And then as soon as Shedeur Sanders throws a pick, it's let's see Dillon Gabriel. It's like they're not going to – they're just going to be ping-ponging all year between all the quarterbacks. So, you know, at least they don't have to play Shedeur because they have three other guys. But I've got to think that they can't move forward with four quarterbacks too long. I've got to think that, you know, Kenny Pickett most likely is going to be moved at some point. But the Browns are just begging for controversy and disaster with this four quarterback setup that they have.
Ben, are those two that we just discussed, the Steelers and the Browns, are those two the most interesting training camps that we're kind of looking forward to around the NFL, or is there another team or maybe just a division, whether it's an impending disaster like the Browns or a specific position battle that you're looking at, or somebody's last year? Like, what's the most interesting team we should be keeping an eye on as training camp opens this week?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
So the Browns and Steelers are definitely good ones. The AFC North, I think, is monopolizing a lot of the interest to start training camp. I think the Bengals are a team to watch just because they are definitely bordering on dysfunction right now. You've got your star pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson, threatening to hold out. He's been publicly going back and forth with the team for two off seasons now, trying to get a new contract. The Browns, they're the only team with a first round holdout. The new CBA was supposed to eliminate first round holdouts, but the Bengals still managed to do it anyway. Shamar Stewart is holding out because the Browns they're fighting over some language over the guarantee. So the Bengals are just like Mike Brown and the Bengals. Even though they got Chase and Higgins signed up, they still have like a lot of players who are unhappy in this situation with the first round pick. It's what came out today is very interesting. Basically, the owner and the GM started taking shots at the player's agent and saying, you know, questioning the advice he was giving. And, you know, this is the team with the Bengals. You know, they gotten Carson Palmer had to retire and wanted nothing to do with them again. Like, last year they messed it up with Chase and Higgins, and it cost them a terrible start to the season that cost the playoffs. Like, the Bengals always seem to have contract drama, and this year they probably lead the NFL in it entering the training camp.
And Ben, we talked about it earlier in the show. Was it not covered when I was playing and, you know, in the past years? Because now there's second and third rounders holding out. Ben, I went 70th pick. Like, give me my 4 for 4 and we're going to move on and try to get the second contract. Like, why are later round players now holding out? You're not going to get that much more damn money.
No, it's not about the money, but it's about, like, it's all about precedent in this league. And, you know, like, the issue is with the second round picks, and they all got signed at this point. I think there's only like 3 or 4 guys who still haven't signed in the entire draft. So most of the second round picks, I think only 2 of them had signed until a couple of days ago. And the problem was that they all got these fully guaranteed contracts, all 4 years fully guaranteed, which used to only be for first round picks. But then Nick Caserio decides to give it to his second round pick. And now every second round pick says, wait a second, I want 4 full years guaranteed. And no team, no player wanted to be the one to blink first. I think it was the guy on the 49ers, whoever the 49ers second round pick, he blinked, took a contract that was a little bit less than 100% fully guaranteed. And then every other player literally slotted into place after that. So it's more just about like little semantics like that. There aren't really holdouts, but this situation with the Bengals is very interesting. And Shamar Stewart, because the two sides just have not been able to find any middle ground. The Bengals say, we want the contract to read like this. And Shamar Stewart saying, you've never done this for anyone else in history. Why should we be the first? And I don't think Shamar Stewart's going to skip training camp and, you know, hold out for a protracted length, but it's on the table right now. And the Bengals are setting new ground here in the NFL with their ability to upset their players.
Let's quite a feather in your cap as an organization.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.